Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 19 for week 21 of the Rotary year, November 19th, 2018. Fellow Rotarians and friends, I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began July 1st. Welcome back to Rotary Roundabout. Thanks for tuning in and to all of you who are offering comments and ideas on this podcast. And that includes my new friends, Deputy Province Governor Douglas Vincent from District 7080 in Ontario, Canada, and Barbara LaFleur from the Rotary Club of Stowe. I appreciate all of these comments and best wishes, so keep them coming. Oh my gosh, Club 27 is amazingly generous. Our club made sure families from several elementary and middle schools here in Des Moines will have a happy Thanksgiving this week by donating over $7,100 in Fairway meat and grocery gift cards that will be distributed for this holiday. Way to go, Rotarians. Truly an expression of service above self. This past week, Rotary Day at the United Nations in Nairobi, Kenya, honored six innovators that inspired participants to find creative solutions for addressing challenging world problems. Innovation was the theme at Rotary Day at the United Nations on November 10th. Nearly 1,000 Rotary leaders, members, and guests from around the world met in Nairobi to hear about creative solutions to challenging world problems. The annual event, held at the only UN headquarters in Africa, recognizes Rotary's long-standing special relationship with the United Nations. UN officials and humanitarian experts inspired participants to find innovative strategies for addressing humanitarian needs both locally and globally. The event honored young innovators and their role in creating change. Six Rotaract and Rotary members age 35 or under were also honored as Rotary People of Action, known as Young Innovators. All of these leaders spoke about how they used ingenuity to launch efforts that brought about measurable and lasting results. General sessions and workshops covered the UN Sustainable Development Goals, the technology revolution, and young people's role in creating change. A special session on the environment emphasized the importance of sustainable development and suggested concrete actions that people of all generations can take to build a clean and healthy future. For the first time, the event also featured an innovation fair where Rotary clubs, businesses, and other organizations exhibited projects and cutting-edge technology designed to address humanitarian challenges. Keynote speakers included RI President Barry Racine, who is a member of the Rotary Club of East Nassau, New Providence, Bahamas, and Sushil Kumar Gupta, Rotary International President nominee, and a member of the Rotary Club of Delhi Midwest in Delhi, India. Racine said the innovation fair inspired him to pair Rotary's older generation's resources and experience with the energy and ideas of young people. Quote, "We want to take you on as equals, as colleagues," Racine told the young audience members. Quote, "You bring to the table your ideas, your ambitions, your perspective on the world's problems. We help you to enlarge your horizons, to think big, and to make your innovations practical." He added, "Youth innovators and Rotary can make the impossible possible." With more young people in the world today than ever before, more than 50% of the population is under 30. It's imperative for them to harness their talents, said Hannah S. Tesh, Director General of the United Nations Office in Nairobi. She continued, quote, "For a more peaceful and sustainable world for all, we need the active participation and leadership of young people." She concluded, "I'm grateful Rotary is representing that here today." If you're interested, you can read and learn more about this event at rotary.org. There is no meeting this week of Club 27, as we recognize the traditional Thanksgiving holiday, so we'll look forward to our November 29th meeting that will feature our own past president and current CEO of Employers Mutual Insurance Company, Bruce Kelly, as our keynote speaker. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, please share them and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. My best wishes to all of you for a wonderful, safe, and a very happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening, and I'll look forward to seeing you around Rotary.